Hello world, I'm Luca Bassi, I'm a computer science student at University of Bologna. I'm doing a scholarship funded by GAR at INF and CNAF in Bologna. Today I will present CyTax, that is an initiative for network traffic tagging for scientific computer. Let me introduce a little bit the environment. So we are talking about scientific communities that move very large amounts of data between small and large data center, in particular using the connectivity provided by national research and education networks. One of these is the Italian one, that is called GAR, that is, for example, provide a whopping 1.6 terabit per second connections between the CNAF data center in Bologna, that is the data center of the Italian National Institute for Nuclear Physics, and the CERN, that probably you know, in Geneva. And all of these with a latency of only 9.5 milliseconds thanks to multi-domain shared spectrum. So we need to have, with this amount of data transfer, better understand of the network traffic and how to optimize it to ensure to use the network as effectively as possible. The worldwide LSC computing grid is the distributed computing infrastructure that supports the storage and distribution and the analysis of the data produced by the Large Hadron Collider's experiments in Geneva. And we have like more 170 sites around the world, where is the tier one, the tier zero, that is one in Geneva, 14 tier ones, and one of these is the one in Bologna managed by CNAF, and 100.5 tier two around the globe. So it is quite complex to manage data transfer between all these sites and provide data with low latency to all physics around the world. So the CyTax initiative was born to provide identification of science domain and their high-level activities at a network level. And this can be done utilizing packet and flow market. In particular, this is important for network providers to identify who is the traffic owner and the purpose of these traffics, for the experiments to understand how their data flows perform along the complex network path, and to sites, so to data center, to gain visibility into how the different data flows performs around the network. In particular, CyTax provides two ways to mark network traffic, flow marking with UDP fireflies, and packet marking using the IPv6 flow label header field in the header. Each flow can be identified with two information, the experiment and the activity of the experiment. For example, these information are encoded in a HTTP header that is called CTAG with some bit operation. For example, if we take the ATLAS experiment, that is one of the major experiments at CERN, that has experiment ID2, that is doing a data consolidation activity that has ID4, the header will be CyTag 132. All these ID are statically mapped at the moment in a flow registry. That is just a JSON file with this information. So let's talk about the two ways to mark traffic, and let's start with flow label with UDP for flies. Fireflies are just simple UDP packets in syslog format with a defined JSON body. Packets are intended to be sent to the same host of destination of the traffic to a specific port, and test packets are intended to be word readable because we want that all the areas and network provider that receive this traffic could intercept these UDP fireflies and have information about the network traffic. Also, the packets could also be sent to specific regional global collectors, if the sites prefer. The use of syslog format was because it's easy to reuse already established tool, for example, Logstash. And this type of marking works for EPv4 and EPv6. Content is not limited, but is limited as long as fit a single frame. The other way to mark traffic is with EPv6 flow label invader. So IBPF traffic control program used to insert this information, the site tags information in the IPv6 flow label. Some is a 20-bit long field. Some are used for entropy, so are random. Some from the community, so the experiments that produce the activity, and some other bits are used for the activity. Actually, we are proposing this to AETF with a RFC, and is available to a link in the slides if you're curious to the specification of this part. So now let's see implementation of Storm Web of site tags in a software used in WebCG. So let me introduce Storm. Storm stands for Storage Resource Manager. It's a grid storage solution for disk-based storage system with a POSIX file system. Typically, is a distributed file system such as GPFS. In particular, in WebCG, Storm is adopted by the tier 1 hosted at CNAF and by some other tier 2s. In particular, Storm is a suite of software, and today we will talk specifically about Storm WebDAV. That is one that provides the functionality through the WebDAV protocol. The WebDAV protocol is an extension of the HTTP protocol that allows to manage files on a remote server. For example, he added some new HTTP verbs, for example, MK call to create a directory or copy to copy the file remotely. And in particular, Storm WebDAV implements an extension of the copy verb of WebDAV, so an extension of an extension that is called third-party copies. These are a really useful functionality because it permits to transfer data between data center without actually doing some local copy. So you can say to a remote server, copy the file that you have locally to this other remote endpoint, or get this file from this remote endpoint and copy to your remote storage. So that is the most used functionality to transfer data between the various data centers in WebCG. The latest release of Storm WebDAV has opt-in support for site tags header. In particular, it relies on FlowD. FlowD is a daemon that has different plugins to retrieve the flow information and a set of backends to mark the traffic. In particular, Storm WebDAV uses the NP API plugin to receive identifiers through a name pipe and sends the UDP fireflies using FlowD. So Storm writes a line to a specific file in this form where a state is start or end of the flow, the protocol, so TCP or UDP, the source IP and port and the destination IP and port, and the information extracted from the site tags header, so the experiment ID and the activity ID. So let's see how third-party copy in push mode, so copy this file that you have locally to this remote server, works using site tags in Storm Web Dev. The client do a HTTP copy request specifying a remote destination. In this case, we are sending this request to server A saying copy this file to destination B. And in the request is include the site tags header. In this case, 65, a random number. Storm Web Dev receive request, start doing the HTTP put request to server B as instructed by the HTTP copy request, and at the same time send the information about activity ID, experiment ID to the flowd daemon that send the UDP files. The transfer continues, and when the transfer ends, Storm Web Dev communicated the end of the network flow to flowd, and flowd send the UDP Fireflies containing the information that the transfer of a file is ended. So to sum up, site tags permits to mark packets and network flow with information about experiments and activity responsible for the network traffic. The latest release of Storm Web Dev has obtained support to this parse this information. And at the moment is in development a porting of flowd that at the moment is written in Python in Go to try if it performs better, etc. And we are also exploring to use other fields in the IPv6 header instead of a flow label. We are trying with the destination option, a hop by hop option as alternative. So thank you for your attention. Here you find the website of Site Tags Initiative. There is a mail list. We are open to contribution for other type of scientific experiment. At the moment, we are mainly high energy physics because this initiative was born on CERN, but we are open to other type of scientific experiment, the source code of Storm Web Dev, and all the Site Tags contributors that contributes. So thank you, and if there is question.